Now, here I've been talking for a number of minutes about success in school, and I haven't mentioned homework. I haven't mentioned grades. I haven't mentioned passing your courses or getting A's. And we need to get into that terrain because, as everyone knows, that's how we mostly talk about school. And I want to explain what I call the path of school success. That success in school is like a road, and it goes from one place to another, and it leads and it has milestones along the way. So if you imagine a kind of highway where it's a path, and maybe it leads to college, or maybe it leads to a good job, but it starts off with, in kindergarten, almost everywhere, children are expected to know their letters and their numbers and their colors. And you get to third grade, and you're finishing up learning to read. And this is a kind of highway. And if you are lucky, you're born into a family where lots of people have been down this road. They know the rules of the game. They know how it works. They know what you're supposed to know in kindergarten. And if you're from a family that hasn't had the opportunity to have a quality education, some kids are born far from the path of school success. And part of the pain that their parents feel is that they don't feel they can help their kids because they themselves didn't have the chance to go down this road. And there's one other rather disappointing fact. It's a sad truth. On the path of school success, unfortunately, there are more off-ramps than on-ramps. What I call the off-ramps, the age at which someone says to himself or herself, I can't do math, or I hate science, or I can't write. Unfortunately, it's a very common experience that you were going along fine up to a certain point, and then somehow you got off the path. Imagine if you were going down a highway, and somehow you got lost, and you know you're off the road. You can see the highway. There are the cars going by, and everybody's zipping along. But you're not on the highway. How do you get back on? So, it's important to know the path, the rules of the game. And some of the rules may not seem particularly fair, but that's just how it is. You know, I don't know who decided that both tall people and short people should have a basketball hoop that's 10 feet high. Right? These guys who are a foot and a half taller than me have the same basketball hoop that I have. Is it fair? No. Of course it's not fair. But that's how it is. The reason I explain all this is that some of the rules of school success were invented long ago. You may not agree with them, but they're not easy to change. And if you understand them and if you help your children master these skills, they will benefit the rest of their lives. Let me give some examples. In kindergarten, it helps to come into kindergarten knowing your letters, your colors, and your numbers. Now, the school will teach that to your child if your child doesn't know that. But for people who know schools, they know that if the kid walks in and knows all her letters and colors and numbers, she's responded to a little differently. It's helpful. That's one of the milestones. Every state now publishes the rules of the game. What a child is supposed to know in every grade is available in every state from the Department of Education. It may not be the clearest explanation. You may need somebody to help you understand what they're saying, but the rules of the game have now been agreed to. I'll give you a clue. If your child can read Frog and Toad at the end of first grade, he or she is a pretty good reader and ready for second grade. Frog and Toad has been around a long time. You can go into any library and there are probably 10 or 12 or 15 Frog and Toad books. You can go into any bookstore and they cost a few dollars. They're delightful. You laugh. You enjoy them. And that's first grade reading. Let me give you a few more examples of the milestones along the path of school success. Around third or fourth grade, there's a big shift in what students are expected to know. Many parents may not know this. You go from learning to read to reading to learn, and the words that you begin to work with in school change. When you're in first grade, second grade, you're learning to read, the words that you read are friend, house, run, community. That's a really hard word for little kids, but the words that we talk in our normal lives. What begins to happen, beginning in fourth grade and for the rest of middle school and up through high school, is there a whole new set of words like axis, horizon, nucleus, metaphor, equilibrium. These are fancy words. These are academic words. And if you're lucky and everyone in your family had the opportunity to have a terrific education and have jobs where they use all these words every day, that's how children pick up some of these words, because they hear grown-ups using them. And beginning around fourth grade, the curriculum begins to change. And children are not asked simply, what does this paragraph say? But we begin to ask children, what does this paragraph mean? What is the theme of this poem? And that's the higher level kind of skills that lead on the path to higher education, to college, to the skills that we used to teach only a small number of kids and we now need to teach everyone. I'll give you another milestone. By the end of fourth grade, your child needs to know how to add, subtract, multiply, divide, all the whole numbers by the end of fourth grade. And the reason is, as we get into fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, we're going to learn how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide fractions, decimals, percents, so that we can be ready for algebra as you get out of middle school and into high school. That's how the math curriculum works. And it's a sequence, it's a path, so that if children fall a bit behind, we have to help them catch up because the curriculum keeps moving. Let me give you one other standard, and this is in the category of a gift we can give our children that will pay off the rest of their lives. It's what I call the standard of written literacy. What I mean by that is, if you can write a big full page of English, sentences and paragraphs, you can put your ideas on a page of English that is clear, well organized, legible, people can read your handwriting, and correct, has the periods, the capital letters, the grammar in standard English. If you can do that, by the end of fourth grade, you will be treated like a smart person the rest of your life. Anywhere you go, if you can do that, people see you can do that, they put you in that category, oh, she's somebody who's good at school. Now, everyone can learn it. If you don't learn it by fourth grade, you can learn it in fifth grade. If you don't learn it when you're 11, you can learn it when you're 25. And if you're an adult who's listening to this recording and you say, gee, I don't know if I could write a page that was clear, well-organized, legible, and correct, I'll say to you, if you learn that, if you work on that, first, let me say that will be a great example to set for your child, to see mom really improving her skills as a writer. If you don't have that skill, whatever job you're presently doing, and you work at it and acquire that skill, I'll bet it will help you move up in your own career. The same is true with math. And I speak as someone who is the son of a woman who got her college degree at the age of 65. All her life, she had wanted a college degree. She had to work when she was a very young teenager. My dad passed away when we were little kids, and she had to support her family. And it wasn't until we were all grown and we had done pretty well in school that mom went back to school and got her college degree at 65. So if you didn't get a chance to ride the bicycle when you were 7 and you're now 30, go get on the bicycle. And when you scrape your knee, get up and get on. And the same with writing and with math. And the reason I'm saying this so strongly is that will send a message to your child that is more powerful than almost anything you can say about the importance of learning. One more thing I want to say about the world we live in now, which is that the jobs we are doing are changing so fast that we can barely believe it. And a lot of the jobs that used to be available to kids who didn't do very well in school are disappearing. Let me give some examples. In the old days, if you wanted to fix cars, you could learn how to fix cars by hanging around in a garage. And the guys, or maybe there were women who worked there, who would show you how to do it, and that's how you learned how to fix cars. Today, If you want to fix cars, you take a written exam, which is heavily mathematics, before they let you into the training program. And the reason is very simple. New cars have 15 or 16 computers in them, so they don't want people who just know how to change the oil or rotate the tires. They want people with skills. In many of the states, there are now tests that you have to take to get a high school diploma. In the state where I live, there's a pretty challenging math test that beginning soon, you will have to pass this test in order to get a high school diploma. What people don't realize is that if you can't pass that math test, you probably can't pass the test to get into the Army. It used to be in the old days that if you had a strong back and strong arms, you could earn a living, you could support your family. Those kind of jobs are mostly disappearing or gone, and we have computers that run the machines, and we need people who can run the computers that run the machines. Now we need people who can write, who can communicate, who can handle mathematics, who can learn new skills every day that they are on the job. So the expectations, the requirements for our children are very different than they were for our parents, and in many cases very different than they were for us. So if you want to know what our children are expected to know, the rules are published. If your school doesn't explain it, find a friend who can explain it. Call up the Department of Education and get that book that explains it. It's important to know the rules of the game.